Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, it is fantastic, not just because it's Friday, but guess what? It is Friday, and it is fantastic, but it is fantastic every day when you absolutely are living in that zone. It's absolutely a fantastic day. I am your host for the show this morning. This morning we're going to talk about five ways to release your power. You know, this release your power has taken on a life of its own. And we're traveling this weekend. As a matter of fact, we will be traveling pretty much for the rest of the weekend, the rest of the month, traveling around the country, helping people around the state and the country, helping people to release their power. You know, so many people just will not tap into that inner power that was given to them. You didn't buy it. You didn't order it. It came already loaded on your systems. Like when you buy a PC, when you buy a PCs, or a personal computer, or a computer, or a laptop, or a tablet, even a smartphone or a cell phone, there are certain programs and applications that come preloaded with your equipment. And then there are just some basic standard stuff that every piece of equipment has, no matter the cost, the maker, the model, the year, the version, it all comes with the basic power system. Well, that's how it turns itself on. That's how you're able to download other applications. That's how you're able to connect with people on the internet and around the world. Similarly, you have also a power base. You came preloaded with a power system that some of you are totally, totally underutilizing it. It's like when your children take your phone and they're like, oh, ma or dad or whatever they call you, you know, you only use blah, blah, blah of your phone. But did you know your phone or your tablet or your computer can do this, 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 and that, you see? And that's what I'm doing. I'm going around the country showing people that you're not using fully, you're not using to full capacity what you could really be doing. You could be doing this, 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 or that. And so basically what God has me on is this similar journey that people do in companies where they make these products, they have teams go out and show people how to get the most out of it. I know there's an email marketing company that I use called Constant Contact. And if you want to, if you're interested in the email marketing company, please contact me. I can give you the information if you would like to know how to set one up, how to use it, and what is it good for. But I use this company, and they send teams out regularly to teach you how to get the most out of their system. Well, God is using me and others to teach you how to get the most out of your system, his system that he gave you. You see, God has given you this awesome ultra power, and he wants you to be able to get the most out of it. And so, you know, he knew before I knew, that I was a trainer, and I knew I was a trainer for a very long time. My big confusion was I didn't know what I was going to be training on. I remember as a teenager, and I know if my sister was on listening right now, she would probably be cracking up laughing. She'd be cracking her side, as we used to say, or rolling all over the floor laughing. But if she was on, she would definitely have a few jollies on this comment that I'm going to make about me and training. But before I do that, I want to just take a moment to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast today. And it's an awesome day. I know we have a busy day on tap today. Some of us are traveling to the East Coast Christian Writers Conference taking place in North Carolina. So we're very excited about going there. Fayetteville, North Carolina is where we're headed. Can you believe it? Fayetteville. I've never been to Fayetteville. I've probably been through Fayetteville, like traveling on the road or maybe flying overhead. But I don't know if I've ever actually stopped in the city. So now that I'm traveling around the country and helping people with this Release Your Power, I got to start doing something in every state that I get to. Remember back way back when those traveling salespeople, they would have that suitcase and would have all those little insignias of whatever your little labels, and they would place them, I guess, on that luggage to show where all they had been. So I guess I'll have to start doing something like that. But I absolutely love and enjoy doing this. So now, I just want to definitely welcome you to the broadcast. This day is a wonderful day. It's a great day, and if you don't think it's a great day, then I need to be able to help you release your power, because releasing your power is one of the ways that you will have great days. People, they don't realize that, but when you release your power, you will have great days. You know, your life will be fulfilled. You will be satisfied. You will have joy and happiness. Will you be perfect? Absolutely not. Will you have every single thing that you want? Well, yes, in a way. You already have it. You just don't know how to tap into it. You came totally equipped. So that's just a byproduct of being who you are. So welcome to the broadcast. To those of you who are listening on the phone lines, in the chat room, if you're in the chat room, and those of you who will go back and listen to the archives. So we are excited. We are just overly into this place where we're headed and things we're doing. But I want to talk to you today, our topic today. You know, this is a coaching program. I'm a coach, author, speaker, trainer. So you really get a minister. So you get a little bit of some of everything in this program. But this morning, what I want to give to you, I want to give you five ways that you can release your power. Now, I have more than five, okay? I have way more than five ways, but for tonight, I just want to give you five, okay? For today, rather. It's not quite night yet, is it? Okay. So I'm going to give you five ways to do that. Now, the first and foremost, the first way that I'm going to tell you for you to release your power. Oh, yeah, I said I was going to tell you the story about my sister, just to give you a little chuckle, my training situation. When I was like in the 14, 15 age group, I would train other girls in the community on how to dance and how to do step dances. Now, that's what I did. I spent a lot of time doing that. And so, but who knew that that was something? I mean, at that time, I didn't like think, oh, I'm going to, you know, I really like training. Let me see if there's a field of training. There was. I didn't know anything about it. Jesus certainly trained the disciples. So, yeah, there were many ways. I mean, teachers. But it just goes to show you that when God has something for you to do and to be, even the devil can't kill you. And so when I look back over my life, I see how I was, you know, that was given to me, that gift of training. But I went off and did all these other things. But, you know, God still brought me back to this. And here I am. So I kind of chuckle at the fact. But I was training girls on these complex, you know, line dances and step dances and things like that. Come on, y'all, let's do it this way. Okay, walk over here, step over there. And I continued to do that kind of thing. So it's pretty funny. But she would get a great chuckle out of that. But now, back to these five ways that you can, five ways, like I said, I have way more than five, but I'll just give you five for today. Because you know we only have a very, very short show. Five ways that you can release your power. Now, remember, the subtitle to the book, Release Your Power, is 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And so these 8 strategies, not only do they help you to become your authentic self, but these 8 strategies help you to reach your greatest potential, your full potential. It helps you to live at this place where I'm talking about, where you'll be happy and fulfilled. Okay, so the first problem, and the first thing, rather, that you're going to do, the first way that you can really release your power, really become who you really are, is to get a college degree, get college educated. That's a great way to release your power and to become who you really are. See, a college degree can help you in whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an architect, an engineer, a science teacher, math teacher, dance instructor, physical therapist, Bible scholar, Bible teacher, preacher, you name it, a college education can help you do that. And so definitely that's my number one way to release your power. And I'm going around to the schools and the high schools, and I'm going to be telling some students and talking to them about releasing their power and showing them and these 5 ways to release your power. Now, the second way, well, definitely go to college and graduate. So that's the key right there. You got to graduate. Another thing that you could do to release your power and really feel that sense of, you know, life's fulfillment, life's purpose, is that you can launch your own nonprofit organization and or for-profit organization, or like a foundation or nonprofit where you are raising money to give back to some group of people, whether it's the homeless, the youth, seniors, animals, babies, people incarcerated that are separated from their families, military people. You know, there are a lot of people, runaways. There are so many groups that you can give to. Clean air, peace. There's so many worthy causes and people that you can help. So you could start some sort of a nonprofit, let's just say some type of nonprofit organization or foundation, maybe a tutoring program, maybe a youth mentoring program. There's many, many, many ways you can do. Maybe you can help wives, help single mothers, help single fathers. There's something you can do in that sense of the word. So that's to give back in that way, okay? So first thing I said that you could do to release your power is get a college education in some field that you really love and that, you know, you feel God has called you to or led you to. Go and study that field. Get a deeper education, a deeper knowledge, even a formal education, okay, to release your power. The second way to release your power is to start some type of nonprofit organization. Okay, yes, you can go and join one, and that's great, and that's wonderful, but to start one, you really begin to utilize a lot of skill sets that you have. Leadership, organization, team building, your management skills. You get to develop just about every skill, and the same thing with the college education. A lot of times people think that college is just about reading, studying, but it's also a very, very skill-building oriented. So that's why a lot of people like to hire college graduates, because they know that the college graduate doesn't just know information, but the college graduate oftentimes has a lot of different skill sets that were built in getting that degree that are also the same skills that are needed to help a company be successful. So, and the same thing with that nonprofit that you're starting, you're going to be utilizing a lot of skill sets that are needed to either work in another company or work for someone else and things of that nature, and to do things in your community. Wow, how powerful is that to release your power to better the community, to better the things that are around you. That's so, so, so important. A third way to release your power is to launch some type of ministry, okay, some type of spiritual ministry. So again, you could have a Bible study, a weekly Bible study. You could have an online prayer group. You could have an online tele-Bible study. You could do Christian or whatever your faith is, conferences or other events. For the most part, if you tuned into my show, you're Christian probably. But, you know, I do get others from time to time, but for the most part, people who tune into the show tend to be Christians, so that's why I said that. But not always. So whatever your faith is, but do something that is something in the ministry that is a teaching, helping ministry. Again, this is where you're actually pouring into yourself, but you're also pouring it back out on others, or you're filling yourself up to a level. A level that really overflows, okay? Now, let's see, what else can you do? What else can you do? You can, so number one, you can get an education, start a nonprofit, start some kind of ministry. Now, the fourth way that you can release your power is to write a book. You know, write a book. Leave a written legacy. Yes, that's right. Leave a written legacy. Now, when you do that, you are really releasing your power. Let me tell you, when you write a book, oh my goodness, there is so much that you can do just by writing a book. Okay? You can write a book, you can write a blog, you can start some kind of magazine. Okay? You can start a magazine, you can do a radio show, you can, wow, there's just so many things you can do, because even though the radio show isn't written, it's an audio log, but it's still you leaving that legacy, okay? It's you leaving that legacy. The other thing that you can do, you can, let's see, okay, so that's four, right? So I give you four things that you can do to help you release your power. And I said I'm just going to give you five, right? Okay, so I'm going to give you five things that you can do to release your power. So the first thing is you can get educated. Second thing, start some type of nonprofit where you go and help a group that needs help, whether it's helping the homeless, the hungry, people being abused, children, seniors, animals, you know, a hospice sort of situation, helping people medically, and things like that, being a missionary, what have you. The third thing I said that you could do is that I said you could launch some sort of a ministry where you are teaching and helping people understand God's word, helping people to live a better, more spiritual, happy, healthy, mentally healthy life, right? I said that. And so that's what you could do. And then the fourth thing that I said that you could do is you could write a book. Yeah, you can write a book. Can you believe it? There's so many books out there that you could write, and you can start, you know, you can write your own book, okay? And as you write this book, you could write on anything. You could write on different things. You know, you don't have to stick to it all the time. You could, you know, choose something else. And what else could you do? You could, so you could write it, keep a log. But because with this book, what happens is when you write a book, okay, basically what you're saying is that you can leave that legacy that will always be around, that will be with you beyond your life, and you can use it to help others, to teach them how to do things, okay, to teach them whatever you need to do. You could do it, and you could teach people how to do the stuff that you know how to do that they may not know how to do. Okay? So that's what you could do. Now, the fifth and the final thing that you can do to release your power is you could, guess what? You gotta make sure that you are doing what you love. That's the fifth way to release your power, is to do what you love. You know, somebody once said, if you do what you love, the money will come. And again, we see so many people chasing money. And I finally learned, you don't chase money. Number one, you let money chase you. But you don't chase money. You got to chase your dream. You got to chase your dream. So doing what you love, that should be what your dream. What is your dream? What do you envision as your dream? And that's what you have to chase after. So whether it's starting a daycare center, starting a school, and then you line up all those other ways to release your power around number five, which is your dream. You situate everything around that. Include that in the things you say and the things you do. Now, if you have any questions for me, somehow my computer, my laptop is, the connection is acting strange. However, a connection acts strange, I don't know. But certainly it is acting strange. But these things do happen. For some reason, it's not understanding to connect wireless. It's thinking that it needs to connect another way, but it doesn't need to connect another way. It only needs to connect wireless, but for some reason, it doesn't want to connect wireless. So, but if you have any comments, we just have a few more minutes to the broadcast. If you have any comments or any questions you would like to ask or comments you'd like to make, this would be a great time to do that, to ask those questions. But those are the five. Those are the five ways to, I was trying to get this computer acting right again, but it's not, so I'll just go to another computer. Acting well, but there's five, those are at least five ways. Like I said, there are other ways, there's many other ways, but those are, I just wanted to give you those five because I knew I wouldn't have time to give you many more than that today. So I want you to consider those, but those are good. And yeah, those are good. If you're looking for more ways, then, or if you, let's say you're doing one of those ways and you want to do something else, so now you can kind of have an option of what else you should do. So if you had a question, what you'd have to do is just hit your number one key and I would open up your phone line and see what comment you wanted to make or what question that you had. But again, I do welcome you to the show. Hopefully, if you were in the chat room, you know, the only way you would be able to ask a question, you'd have to sign in. But we do welcome you, so we hope that you did get something out of the show today. You can always let me know. I am on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook at Coach Lalisa. So I see I do have a question, so I will open up your phone line. Welcome, area code 518. Tell us your name at least and maybe where you're calling from or just ask your question or state your comment.
My name is Eileen Kovac. My number is 518-644-2468. I have just a couple of questions for Coach Lalisa.
Yes, go right ahead and welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, dear?
I absolutely know who you are.
Oh, my God.
It's so wonderful to talk with you after
yes,
all
you
this
too.
Time. We talk on Facebook.
Oh,
absolutely.
You're making me cry.
Oh, it's okay. Go right ahead and cry. God bless you. I'm so excited that you were able to call in this morning. You've been, yes, wonderful. Wonderful.
I've been good. I've been, you know, I'm living up here in the middle of nowhere and
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I got my two kids. And
okay.
I'm thinking about opening up a business.
Okay.
And my number one business would be a bakery because there's no bakeries within 20 miles.
Okay.
So.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure if that would be a good idea, because this is a seasonal place.
It's seasonal,
you know, from like June to September is when it's packed.
Okay.
That's when it's packed, but there's no other bakeries. There's nowhere in town.
Well, you know, you can consider, I was just the other day for people who want to start businesses, and, you know, you can start small. A business like a bakery doesn't take a whole lot of, you know, if you're going to be doing, like, cakes, maybe what, like, Earth Day cakes.
Cupcakes, cookies.
Sure.
Know, stuff like that. And
right.
And here's the thing. There's a Subway shop that went out of business, and it's a small little tiny place.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would be, like, a cool place to start a bakery.
Absolutely. And you know what you can even do? You can just, you know, start in your home. Take the orders. You know, you can start small unless you have, you know.
Here's my other thought. I make a mean cheesecake.
I
make an awesome cheesecake, and the pizzeria will be opening up in a week.
Wow.
So I was thinking I'll make cheesecakes so they can, because they don't do desserts anymore. They used to go out and buy desserts from another bakery.
Mm.
So why can't I make, you know, cheesecakes and let them sell them, you know, by the slice?
Okay, so Eileen, let me say did you hear my message today? Okay, so the fifth way, doing what you love, it sounds like that's right where you are.
I love cooking.
You love cooking, you love baking, you already know of the options that are in your area, so absolutely bake it. Bake one and take it to them and let them taste it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Bake,
you know, and even if I like, if I go across the street to the other restaurants, because I know they're gonna start building big time,
exactly,
like in the next couple of weeks.
Wow. Yeah, because
and nobody has homemade cheesecakes. You know, they buy the frozen crap.
Well, you already sound like you've carved yourself. You've targeted a niche. All you need now is to do it. And it sounds like you have it because you're good at it. You said they're delicious. Everybody loves your cheesecake. I would say bake it, let them taste it, and take orders. Make you a order sheet, put the person's name, their contact information, their address, where you're going to deliver it to.
I have a foot in at an Italian restaurant, so I'm good with that one.
Okay, so make a list.
And then maybe I'll try the other restaurants, because I don't know about I'm sure the other restaurants are just buying frozen.
Well, you know what? You start where you are. Start with what you got. Work with the ones that you know that will receive you, and they will catch on. Because then they'll want, whoever doesn't do it, they'll want what the other people have.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking maybe when summer's over, then I take over the place where the old Subway used to be and make it a bakery.
Exactly. Build up your revenues. Build up your clientele. It's the same way beauty salons. They build up their clientele, then they go out and start on their own. That way you're not jumping into a lot of debt, dealing with...
Yeah, exactly, with rent and insurance and all that other stuff.
Yes. Build up your clientele. Once you get a following, you know, that's what a lot of people don't realize. Once you get that following, because now those people are going to tell other people. People have birthday parties, weddings, graduations, retirement. So, yeah. And then you have events. People have events where they want to have a vendor who sells cupcakes or a vendor that sells those little cakes and pies.
All right.
So, yeah.
So you think it's a good idea?
I think it's an awesome idea. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay. It's something I'm good at. I'm really good at baking.
Do what you love.
Baking and cooking.
When you're good at it, I'm telling you, you will be better at it because you're doing it and you're tweaking yourself along the way. You're improving yourself over and over, and you're going to have so much fun, which is going to make you want to do it even more. And other people are going to receive it because they're going to say, wow, she's so enthusiastic, she's so upbeat, because you do what you love. So I totally believe that this is going to be an awesome thing for you, and I can't wait to have you shipping orders all over the country.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Well, you could do a website. You know, it doesn't cost, you know, you can do a website these days for free.
Yeah.
And you take pictures of your cakes and your pies, start to build you a portfolio.
Yeah.
By taking pictures. of your cakes and your pies and your cupcakes and all that. And then when you go to those places where you are serving them, you can also take pictures of yourself with the people who are buying them and start like your scrapbook. And those are your pictures you put on your website.
My website, yeah, that'd be cool.
If you do a wedding, yeah, and it's very inexpensive. You can do a website for free as long as you got a computer. It doesn't cost anything these days to have a website.
No, it doesn't. I know, it's kind of cheap.
Yeah, a lot of companies give you.
You know what? I came to this conclusion. No lie, I was in a hospital for 4 days on my deathbed, almost dead from pneumonia. Because I kept letting it go and letting it go and letting it go. And finally, somebody took me to the hospital, and the doctor was like, are you freaking kidding me? You went this long? I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
So I got stuck in the hospital.
Oh.
And I started thinking to myself, you know, I got to do something.
Awesome. You let me know how it goes. Tune in. Each and we're here Monday through Friday for All About Entrepreneurs. And so we're constantly giving out tips and advice to help and support and grow our entrepreneurs. So welcome.
You're at 7 a.m.?
We're at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, yes. Monday through Friday.
7 a.m.
The same every Monday morning, the same number that you dialed in. This is our number, and before you know it, you'll be, who knows, you'll be on there with your own radio show talking about cupcakes or something.
Maybe I'll get up to Oprah.
You know you can. You know.
No, I don't want to go that far.
Love stories like yours. You have a powerful story. You are amazing.
Oh, my God, do I have a story.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll get you on another one of my shows where we have people come on and tell their powerful testimonies.
But wait until I start, you know, figuring out what I'm going to do.
Okay.
because I know the pizzeria, the Italian restaurant's going to open in like a week.
Wow.
So,
you want to get on this. You want to get over there and get to them and run your idea.
No. I don't even have to. No,
wow.
I know. That's a done deal. That's done.
Well, please
don't
take
sell them. I'm thinking like $4.50 a piece. $4
okay.
a piece. I don't know.
For cheesecake?
What would you pay for a slice of cheesecake?
Well, that's probably, you know who you can check with. There's a very famous cheesecake place in New York where they sell a lot of cheese to cheese. You got Junior's. You can check and see what they go for. I don't really know for exactly because my husband mostly purchases them.
Okay.
There's a woman at my church who bakes them. And
yeah.
She said,
I didn't mention. I go to church now.
Aww. There you
now
go.
Now wait.
Wow.
It's. What's I had my communion last week.
Wow.
And my daughter.
Oh.
Who's four.
She's so pretty. I saw the pictures on Facebook.
She is four, and me and her had our first communion. I never had a communion.
Wow. I'm so happy. You, I'm so proud of you, and I still believe how far you've come, and I'm so glad you've kept up with me and you stay in touch. I am in touch with several of the other individuals, but I thank God.
I'm so glad that, you know, there's others out there that are doing correct.
Oh, they are, absolutely.
Good.
Some work at the college in Newark. Others are doing great things.
Oh, my God. It's so hard to find a job. I can't tell you.
Well, see,
you know why? Because of the background check.
Well, that's why my talk just the other day, and I'll be doing a conference soon. That's why you don't wait for somebody to hire you. You hire yourself.
Yeah, this is why I want to do this.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You got to release your power. That's how you release your power. You become
and make my own. Make my own.
Exactly. God gave you that ability. Hello.
Yep.
I can do it. So can you.
Yeah.
And you can do it, Eileen. You got everything you need.
Oh,
the only
boy.
You got everything you need. You just got to start small. Don't overwhelm yourself.
No, I know. I'm going to start with the Italian restaurant.
Right there.
You know, with the cheesecake. And then I'll make a cheesecake for the freaking church. I'll make a cheesecake for the church.
Yes, and let them taste it.
And let them all taste it.
Because a lot
heck,
of people have family dinners. They don't want to bake.
Of course.
Yeah, but they want something tasty.
Mm-hmm. This cheesecake is banging. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this cheesecake is an Italian. It's delicious. It's not chunky. It's creamy.
Well, I better
oh,
order
my God.
One. I better order one and have you send it down here to get it. Get in touch with Iberia's in Newark. They can do.
I'll meet you in Newark, and I'll give you one.
You should come to the conference I'm doing in August, and bring your cheesecake.
When in August? Is it in? Where is it?
It's going to be at the Marriott downtown Newark.
August in Newark.
24th.
Newark, August 24th. And, oh, you know what? I wanted to let you know. You know that girlfriend's getaway weekend that we were talking about?
Right.
They already are pre-planned all these speakers and yoga people and,
okay,
like, they have everything booked.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I tried. I even called. The girl who I talked to at the Chamber of Commerce, I said, listen, Elaine, her name's Elaine. I said, listen, I have a speaker. I want to come. And she told me, listen, it's all booked. I can't put her in. So that whole thing was shot, you know. Plus, I wanted to do my Mary Kay thing. That whole thing was booked. I couldn't do anything.
I just know that the show is about to go off, so they will just cut us off. So I didn't want to cut, yes. But we will definitely get together and
Put
you up on Facebook.
So you think I should do this?
You should do it, absolutely. Absolutely.
It is that good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll talk. The show is all the time we have. It's been great talking with you. Definitely.
You too, hon.
Thank you. Keep on moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment.
Love you, Miss Lilisa.
Love you. Love you back. Love you more.
Love you more.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLilisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, in our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.